This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, a major cover-up is going on. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 46-year-old married woman and my husband is 48. He's in hot water with me because I have enough clues to put him in a particular hotel or a similar hotel, and he will not come clean about the situation. So here's the backstory. His car broke down on the other side of town and he didn't call me to get a ride. He called me from a restaurant and said his coworker picked him up and they stopped to have dinner, but he would not tell me which one of his coworkers he was with. He got home right before 11 p.m. and I was already in the bed. He took a shower and crawled into bed smelling like alcohol. The next morning, his car was in the garage. I asked how he got his car and he said it was getting fixed last night while he ate dinner. I knew something was up. I went to his car when he went to the bathroom and I snooped through it. Nothing was out of place. I went through his backpack and I saw a tiny bottle of lotion and a tiny bottle of mouthwash in it. I also saw a small empty water bottle with a hotel's name on it. I took the items inside and asked him if he was at a hotel the night before. He said that his coworker works there part-time and those items were in his coworker's car and he used the mouthwash to cover up the alcohol before he got home and he drank the water to sober up. But the water bottle wasn't even open. I asked to talk to his coworker and he gave me some man's name that I'd never heard of. I called the guy and he sounded nervous when he lied and said exactly what my husband had said. I think my husband was at a hotel that night with a female. Where else would he be? Do you buy his story and his mystery friend story, or is it a lie? Okay, no, I do not buy this story at all. It's too many loopholes in
what?
It. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, I don't buy his story at all, and you shouldn't either, okay? You're a 46-year-old married woman. He's 48. His car, so he says, stopped. I'm, you know, no... we don't know what kind of car it was, but I got to ask you, what is your gut telling you? Because this story just sounds shady to me. His car broke down. He didn't call you to pick him up, but a coworker whose name he wouldn't tell you, you never heard of, supposedly, picked him up. And then they went to have dinner. Dinner while his car was being worked on, his car was being serviced. To me, this story just sounds crazy. He comes in 11 p.m. at night with mouthwash and an empty, unopened bottle of water that he said he drank to mask the alcohol, but he went to bed smelling like alcohol. And you said the bottle wasn't even open. I mean, this is so confusing and crazy sounding. Then his car just magically appeared the next morning. Conveniently, the coworker works at a motel where the lotion and mouthwash and all that. I mean, just on and on and on, lie after lie after lie. Ooh. Again, I do not believe this story. And I don't think you should either. He should have called you, his wife, at some point while he was out having dinner with a coworker to let you know what was going on. I just say don't believe his lies. Don't believe him. Steve.
Wow.
Come on.
All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let's just go over the facts as I read them. I'm a 46-year-old married woman, husband 48. He's in hot water because I have enough clues to put him at a particular hotel or a similar hotel. Totally unclear. You don't know where he was. You're not even sure. And I don't know what these clues are, but they sounded kind of shaky. And he will not come clean about the situation. Well, let's find out. So here's the backstory. His car broke down on the other side of town. He didn't call me to get a ride. I understand that. He called me from a restaurant and said his coworker picked him up and they stopped to have dinner. But he would not tell me which one of his coworkers he was with. Okay. Not really sure why he didn't do that, but he did tell her which one he was with, because you'll find that out later on in the letter. He got home before 11 p.m. I'm already in bed. He took a shower, crawled in bed, smelling like alcohol. The next morning, his car was in the garage. I asked him how he got his car. He said it was getting fixed last night while he ate dinner. That's why he called his boy, because his boy know the dude that had the tow truck that could get his car and get it over to his garage and get it looked at. So he said, man, let me knock this out for you right quick, homie, while they had dinner. I knew something was up, so I went to his car when he went to the bathroom. I snooped through it. Nothing was out of place. Okay. Then I went through his backpack. Now, this is what throws me off. There's an age limit on backpack.
Don't get distracted.
If you're 48, I don't think you should have a backpack. That's just my opinion. Not just my opinion.
Back to the letter.
I saw a tiny bottle of lotion and a tiny bottle of mouthwash in it. I saw a small, empty water bottle with a hotel's name on it. I took the items inside the vest when he was at a hotel last night. He says co-worker worked there part-time, and those were items for a co-worker car, and he used a mouthwash to cover up the alcohol he got home, and he drank the water to sober up. But the water bottle wasn't even open. You just said it was an empty water bottle.
Hang on, Steve.
She just said it was an empty water bottle.
Hang on. But he told her. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, a major cover-up is going on. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, a major cover-up is going on.
You know what, y'all, listen to me. Really, I'm just reading the facts. 46-year-old woman married to a 48-year-old dude. He in hot water because she has enough clues, she says, to put him at a particular hotel or a similar hotel. Now, you either got the goods and puts him at a hotel or you don't. What do you mean you got it for a particular hotel or a similar hotel? What are you talking about? Which hotel is it? So here's the backstory. His car broke down on the other side of town. He didn't call the wife. He called you from a restaurant and said his coworker picked him up and they stopped to have dinner. But he wouldn't tell me which one of the co-workers he was with. Well, he later on, he does, so she's not telling the truth. He got home before 11. I was already in bed. He took a shower, crawled into bed smelling like alcohol. Next morning, his car was in the garage. I asked him how he got his car, and he said he got it fixed last night while he ate dinner. His boy that he called had a partner work at a garage, picked his car up, towed it over there, fixed it while they was eating dinner. He drove the car home. She said, I knew something was up, so I went to his car when he went to the bathroom. Snooped through it. Nothing was out of place. Okay. So nothing was out of place in the car. And you had some clues that put him at a particular hotel or a similar hotel. But I went through his backpack, and I saw a tiny bottle of lotion and a tiny bottle of mouthwash in it. I also saw a small empty water bottle with a hotel's name on it. I took the items inside and asked him if he was at a hotel last night. He said his coworker works there part-time, and those were the items were in his coworker's car. He used the mouthwash to cover up the alcohol before he got home, and he drank the water to sober up. But the water bottle wasn't even open. Lady, you just said that was a small, empty water bottle.
So he lied.
And then you said, huh?
So he lied. No, he said he drank the water.
He said he drank the water. She said she found an empty water bottle in the trunk.
This is confusing.
And then she said, but the water bottle wasn't even open. So how did you find the empty one, lady?
And how did he drink it? I don't get this. That part was confusing to me.
Because he drank one of the bottles. I'm just telling you, he drank the water. I asked to talk to his coworker. He gave me some man's name that I had never heard of. Okay. And you said he didn't tell you who he was with, but he gave you the name and the phone. I called the guy. He sounded nervous when he lied and said exactly what my husband has said. He gives you a man's name and number. You don't know it's a coworker. You don't know everybody he worked with. He give you the man's name. You call the man. He said everything your husband has said. Exactly. I think my husband was at a hotel that night with a female. What female? Where in this whole letter did anything show up that said female, Shirley? Anything?
Wasn't it convenient, though, that the co-worker just happened to work at the hotel?
At what hotel, Shirley?
Where the mouthwash and the water was, the empty or full bottle of water, I don't know. This letter is kind of... It was convenient, right? Very convenient.
Well, what
you need
else
to help
happened?
Him with his lies. Can you,
no,
could
listen
you go
to me.
Home and tell your wife this?
Yes, what? That one right there, because guess what? There's no female in this letter. Mm-hmm. Where else would he be? Do you buy his story and his mystery friend story, or is it a lie? It ain't no mystery friend. You talk to the guy. He's not a mystery friend. You talk to the guy. He said exactly what your husband said.
Yeah, nervous. She said he was really nervous. Why do you think he was so nervous?
If Tommy's wife called me, I'd be nervous.
Why would she be nervous, though? Just tell the truth.
Because she ain't never called me before.
She's called you before, hasn't she?
Yeah, but that's different, though. Hey, Unc, how you doing?
Steve, help him. He needs help. This lie.
No, he don't need no help.
Yeah, I didn't like this lie.
The lady is looking for something to be wrong, and she's going to make it wrong no matter what. And that's what's happening.
But he's no matter what. Dinner, not calling his wife. He should have called her when the car first
He called
down.
Her from the dinner place. His
don't
wife don't fix cars.
Home.
His homie got a dude that fixed cars.
She could have come and picked him up or something.
Yeah, but the dude's homie picked him up, and then they went and ate while the car got worked on.
Yeah.
The co-worker, which he gave her the phone number to, and she called him. Mm-hmm. And when she said he drank the water bottle, you say, and there was an empty water bottle with a hotel name on it, but then the water bottle wasn't even open. Now, lady, make up your mind.
Can you?
She was in the car looking for something to justify her theory, and it's not adding up. Because in none of this letter do I see a woman. It wasn't no lipstick on the bottle, wasn't no perfume in the car, wasn't no panties, nothing.
All right, we disagree
nothing.
On this one. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.